As the final season of Downton Abbey plays out on WHYY-TV, PBS is rolling out another period drama, Mercy Street. The show, set in a Civil War hospital in Alexandria, Virginia, premieres this weekend. WHYY's Jeanette Beebe reports that the show's creator, a Princeton grad, is a stickler for medical accuracy.
Mercy Street is bloody. It's a hospital drama where the patients are soldiers and the doctors are inventing modern medicine. Sometimes the wounds need wrapping. Sometimes the limbs must be amputated. David Zabel is the co-creator, head writer, and showrunner of Mercy Street. He's an expert at Grisly Hospital TV. He studied theater at Princeton. Then he honed his chops on NBC's ER. Zabel says he tries to make TV that's intense and full of adrenaline, yet also medically accurate.
But I can't write the scene until I know the details and the precise facts. Because ultimately what I'll be able to do is look at what a doctor or a nurse actually wrote about the process in 1862 or 1863.
In this scene, Samuel, an African-American aide to a doctor played by McKinney Belcher, saves a soldier's life in the middle of the night. He shows Nurse Finney, played by Mary Winstead, how he can operate in an emergency, even with no doctors in sight.
There's the rupture.
Now pinch the artery for me.
I tie a loop around it, leave an end dangling out. That way a doctor can pull it a little every day until the thread rots off and the rupture is closed. If they don't know how, you gotta tell them. It's called a ligature.
How will we know if it worked?
It'll work. I've done it before.
With Mercy Street, Zabel is obsessive about getting the medical facts right. But the show is set in 1862, which means the jargon is even more obscure than modern medical textbooks. Zabel says it's tough to nail down the details.
Well, ER was easier in a way because it was contemporary science. So it was easy for me to sort of call a doctor and say, all right, I've got this cardiology patient and I need, you know, this condition to go awry in some way. Can you explain to me how it could go awry and what the doctors could do to fix that? That was kind of easy. It's more difficult with Mercy Street because I can't just call anybody and say, you know, so he's got a mini ball through his kidney and, you know, and there's lead still deposited, you know, and I do a lot of digging myself. I have to sort of find the answer myself.
Dr. Robert Hicks is the director of the Mutter Museum of the College of Physicians of Philadelphia. He served as an expert for the second season of the show, but PBS has yet to confirm whether it will pick up Mercy Street again next year. Hicks says that Civil War military hospitals founded emergency medicine as we know it today. Of course, Mercy Street isn't just a medical show. It's also about the chaos and changing roles of African Americans and women during the Civil War.
Well, it's good that women are coming into this television program in this way, but the historical reality is that it was a hard fight for women to get into hospital environments. But the Civil War is where it starts.
In the show, Samuel saves a soldier's life by tying a ligature, but he must keep his medical training a secret. Hicks says this scene is historically plausible. He says about 100 African-American men practiced medicine during the Civil War.
Dr. Barrison taught me things when I was little. Ever since, I just kept on learning.
Zabel, the show's creator, says he wants Mercy Street to be accurate enough to be educational, but not at the expense of being entertaining. For WHYY News, I'm Jeanette Beebe.